In today's podcast, I talk to the founders of London-based luxury label 16 Arlington, Marco Capaldo and Kiki Cavanetti. Just 2 years ago, the duo launched the label which embodies Marco's love of high-octane glamour and Kika's love of Scandinavian simplicity. 16 Arlington is the go-to for long dresses with feather trims and sequin separates, perfect for the party season. In just 3 collections, Marco and Kika have gathered fans like Lena Dunham, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Solange, Claire Foy, and Lady Gaga, and lots more. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brand Thomas Podcast. Welcome to the Brand Thomas Podcast, and welcome Marco and Kika. It's so lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Because you are, you know, your brand is like wearing a party, and just even chatting to you for 2 minutes before this, you are like a little party. Like, you're having so much fun with what you're doing, aren't you?
We do love it. I must admit, we're very lucky to love what we do and be surrounded by like a really amazing like group of creatives and people. And yeah, why not? Life should be a party.
So let's talk about this incredible adventure the last, let's say, 2 years. I know your first collection was autumn winter 18.
Yes.
Which is crazy because now it's across 4 continents. It's like, can you believe it?
No, actually, we can't.
I mean, it doesn't really feel like it exists past our studio walls, but no, it's really exciting. Honestly, we've got our team to thank for sure. Mm-hmm. We've got a very small team, and it's been a kind of like whirlwind of 2 years, but an amazing journey.
Yeah. And so we're coming up to Christmas now, and like 16 Arlington is just perfect for those parties. how is spring summer 20 going to look? If you can give me a sneak preview.
Well, spring summer 20 is all about the party, actually.
Okay. Just party all the time.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Pretty much. We can't avoid it. It was inspired by Raffaella Carrà. She was a huge icon back in the 70s in Italy, and she just inspired the whole mood of the collection. Mm-hmm. Really,
I know she's amazing, incredible. Like singer, dancer, performer.
Yeah, she can do everything.
Italian gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and her style is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it was just about
her kind of mood and energy, and then we kind of mix that with like a 60s nostalgic nod, kind of looking back.
You know what? You know when you start a new brand, and like I would assume there'd be a tendency to play it safe and say, okay, what's commercial? I feel you guys are just doing what is so true to you. And I think that is just amazing. You know, it's really, it invokes your two very different aesthetics.
Yeah.
You know, because Marco, you're drawn to the glamour.
I am.
You like a little bit of fun in your
designs. But it's funny because I always get pinpointed and like kind of cornered as this like glamour magpie.
Yeah.
But it is this kind of like contrast because Kika has like a very kind of glamorous, she has a way of like making t-shirt and jeans look glam. You know, it's, so her personal style is very much my design style.
Okay.
And her design style is very much like my personal style. So I'm all about just like, I'm always in black.
Okay. So you dress down yourself, but everybody else you dress up.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So it's like this kind of real marriage of design and personal styles. But as you said, I think it's really nice that you picked up on that. It's that we kind of just do what we love and try not to like limit ourselves to overthinking. And I mean, it's great having like a 360, Kika being a woman as well. You know, she knows what women want to wear. Mm-hmm. And we always hold that thought in mind, like how is a woman going to feel wearing this? And we always say we don't like kind of define our woman by like an age group or an occupation. It very much is an attitude. Mm-hmm. And we just want our clothes to kind of evoke this feeling of exuberance and fun and confidence.
Because life is tough enough, isn't it? Like, you know, so if you can put on something that makes you feel good and happy, well, you're winning. So, and speaking of the age thing, I was saying, you know, last year I got that beautiful long line dress with the feathers. And my mom has confiscated it.
Amazing.
So,
that's
you know,
love.
There's no, but isn't that great too?
Yeah.
And also there's a timelessness to them. I feel like I could give it to my daughter down the line or be wearing it when I'm 65 or whatever. You know, that's amazing. Yeah. And people are conscious of that now, aren't they?
For sure. And I think it's important to, you know, there's such a focus on how damaging fast fashion is.
Yeah.
And that's not our aim here at all. We want to create pieces that can, you know, slot into a woman's wardrobe, but also live in that wardrobe and kind of evolve in that wardrobe for a long time coming.
So let's talk about the story of 16 Arlington. You guys met, you were studying together in London.
Yes, we did study together, and that's where we met. First year of university, and we both studied fashion design, women's wear.
Yeah.
And we just, after leaving university, we did our internships and jobs. And then we just thought, we had a craving, really, since you start. I think that's the ultimate aim, to have your own brand when you start university.
But you never kind of like fathom it or think it's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it kind of just happened, because I feel like from the very beginning, Kiko and I were very drawn to each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we were very collaborative, even though we were working on separate projects. The whole process was very collaborative, and we were definitely each other's pillars at school, at uni, and like support system. We kind of really bounced ideas off each other. So I think that's kind of where unconsciously we kind of built the foundations for the brand.
Yeah.
And then upon leaving, we kind of just started creating these things. Mm. And we found this great little flat. It was an amazing location. We only had it for a limited time because it was pre-sold.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was super fun.
It was so much fun.
And we had like this kind of constant traffic of friends and family.
Friends,
and
family, everyone. Friends.
And if I have friends that make clothes like yours, I'd be like, yeah, pop over and visit. Just you go out around for a little while. Just mind the house empty it.
No, it was a great time.
Yeah.
And it's funny because our studio's moved since quite a few times.
Yeah.
But the friends and family kind of still flock in and use it as their own personal wardrobe. It's like, can I take this? Actually, well, no, that hasn't even been
nothing changed.
It's amazing, isn't it? Oh, this sounds like so much fun. But I am most impressed with, you know, when you finish college and you graduate and you take some time, you guys are like, yeah, no, let's immediately set up a luxury label and launch that.
Wow,
the rest of us headless chickens really should be thinking about that.
And I think, you know, I'm sure that anyone that starts something will agree with us in that naivety, you kind of are quite fearless.
I think
you just kind of go in it and you dive in at the deep end. And now looking back, if somebody said to us, would you start a label knowing what you did? It's like, actually, God, you don't get taught all of this at fashion school. You get taught how to draw and how to drape and how to...
But business is a whole new
ballgame. It's a whole new ballgame. Yeah. But when you're in it and you're being presented with amazing opportunities, I think it's great to kind of just like...
Go for it.
But I think that that's really interesting too, because I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, just the fearlessness that you have when you're young. When you as you get older and there's more to consider, there might be babies or mortgages, you are more considered in your approach. At least that's how I'm justifying... not doing anything at the moment.
You've done amazing.
But you know, so you kind of, I think that that this is the time to do it, and look what you've done. It's really outstanding.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, okay, so your team started off just you guys.
Just us. Everything. Us sales, press, the lot. We were doing it all from from our little flat.
So what does your team entail now? Who does your team entail, rather?
So it's Kiko and I. We have two lovely Rachels who we
That's
adore.
An accident, right?
And then it's kind of like slowly grown. So there's six of us, and then we have some great, like amazing interns who are all really sweet, and we make sure that they have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think they kind of enjoy it because.
How are internships for you then? What's internship like? You know, what is it like to be an intern in the fashion world, coming out of graduating? Is it tough? Is it unpaid? Is it hard work for some?
It can,
in your experience?
I think somebody once said something really smart to me, and it was just learn with your eyes.
Yeah.
You know, keep quiet and learn with your eyes and ears and just observe and listen because there's so much that you can learn in these environments. Mm. And I think it's a bit of a tricky... sticky conversation because I think there's been a lot of backlash with internships and how people are treated. But I think if you take what you went in for, which is it's a learning experience, and try and gain as much experience and try and see how different brands do things, I think it can be amazing. I completely disagree with anyone being mistreated. And like, you know, we always... our interns are there to learn, they're not there to work.
And that's why I ask, because I like that you actually acknowledge that they're so well looked after, and you want them to have a good time. We want them to have fun.
Because they're giving up their time.
Yeah, but they're learning so much.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think as such a small brand, when the interns come in, they kind of see the full, you know, circle. They see everything.
They learn everything, absolutely.
They do a little bit of...
And so in terms of your design process then, you know, you guys work together on everything you always have, but is the design process collaborative, or do you go away separately and come back with designs that you then merge? How does that work?
all kind of very organic. It's like Kiki Sketches, I Sketch.
Yeah.
It's not like 12 o'clock on a Wednesday we're designing. It's just kind of like...
whenever it happens.
Exactly. Okay. Sometimes it's 3 a.m. and I have to wake her up and I'm like, Kika, I've had this idea. And it's like...
good for you, Kika. You're like, oh.
No.
Write it down, Margot.
I'm probably not sleeping.
but no, it's just very organic. It's a real collaboration.
We should explain, you guys are a couple romantically.
We are.
Partners
in every sense.
That's like a step too far
business-wise. Yeah, no, exactly.
God, give me a break, please.
Imagine that.
Get out of my bedroom. Do you think that, you know, that relationship that you have, does that give more cohesion to your brand, that you know each other so well that it just...
For sure. There's definitely there's a communication between us that we don't even need to communicate. We kind of know what the other's thinking.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you're pitching an idea, because we do pitch ideas to each other. Uh-huh. And it's like, I know Kika's not going to like this. And it's you know, I have to sell this idea to her, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's a fun process.
Yeah.
And tell me, now that, you know, you are stocked, let's first of all talk about the fact that you are stocked across 4 continents. What do you think? Well, I can look at your brand and say, I know what is the appeal, but to have global stockists stand up and take note of this very new fledgling brand, what do you think? How did that happen?
We just wanted to create something fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Something special. There are special pieces in our eyes, and hopefully
other people's eyes
as well.
Definitely.
And the price point was important for us as well.
We wanted our friends to be able to buy into
it. It's attainable, for sure, yeah.
And I think, we kind of used that as a starting point. But I think going back to what we were discussing earlier before we started about pinch me moments, it's amazing to have these pinch me moments in terms of VIP dressing. But when a stockist stands up, that's also another severe pinch me moment. When, you know, Brown Thomas came on board, it was a dream, and then walking into a store that's so special, and to think you're playing a small part of that store's story, it's really special.
And customers like me, we are about the experience now when you walk into a shop. And I think that 16 Arlington brings a little bit of magic to a shop floor too.
Just the
fun of it all. So I think, it's symbiotic, that relationship, So with all of these additional stockists in the last 2 years, has that added a lot of pressure to your life? You know, I know that you're waking Kika
good
up
pressure.
At 3 o'clock.
It's good pressure. I mean, we're very lucky. We mustn't, we've got some amazing supportive stockists who we adore. And for us, it's not about over distributing, and it's not about kind of opening up with every possible door. It's about working with, great stockists and growing with them and individually kind of working alongside them, what works for their client. I mean, we've learned a lot, and it's such an exciting part of the brand is the sales side of it. Yeah. And there's something so exciting when you see a real woman who has parted with their money and bought something of yours and tagged you on social media, or you see a photo of it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It happened. Yeah. 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 That was exciting.
We were running down the tube in Green Park and we saw a fabulous woman wearing the lilac sheepskin from Autumn Winter 18. Yeah.
And we kind of chased her down, and then we're maybe we'll ruin the illusion. Maybe she'll be listening to this. We saw you.
That's so funny. But those moments are really important to cherish.
Sure.
Because the growth that you've experienced, I mean, God knows what it'll be like in 5 years' time. You could have headquarters all over the place. So it is lovely to experience those moments. You have this incredibly fast-growing fan base across the world, but Ireland was where it started.
Yes, actually. Go on, Kika.
Special one.
So our very first client as such was somebody from Ireland who contacted us on social media. We didn't even know how to take a payment at that point.
Oh, wow.
And she fell in love with a coat.
Mm-hmm.
And
where had she seen it? Was it on Instagram? Or
I think she'd seen it on Instagram. We don't know.
We weren't even producing pieces at that point.
At that point, no.
Well, she had her finger on the pulse, that lady.
She did.
Irish ladies do that, right?
Yeah.
And then the celebrity following that has happened, who were you most excited about, if you can tell me?
Oh, we can't pinpoint one. We couldn't possibly pinpoint one.
We love all of them.
All our girls. We love all
of them. So J-Lo, Lady Gaga has been wearing your gear. That is Lena Dunham as well.
Oh, we love Lena. Fabulous. Yeah, she looked so good in that. That was such a fun project, a really last minute project.
Yeah.
It was like a bit of a whirlwind, but for us, it's about dressing really women that are kind of standing for something in the world.
Okay,
you know,
good.
And creating good and mm-hmm. have a voice and an opinion. I think, you know, like Lena certainly is like doing amazing things. Like Adora Boa was a really exciting one to dress. Georgia
and
Smith.
And talented girls.
Talented.
Like Georgia Smith. So talented.
She's amazing.
That was incredible.
Yeah,
she's
like but you know, and if you think about someone like Georgia Smith, like the performances, what she's wearing is so much a part of that performance. So like you're kind of getting into musical history there if you're dressing people like her too.
Yeah, no. And I think it's nice to also work with these people's teams. Like they all have amazing creative teams.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just nice to kind of build that network and they almost become friends because you know you work so closely together on really important moments for these people's lives, so it's a real nice collaboration.
So speaking of working closely then, so you guys live together, you work together, you are together, is there any point where you're like, we have to stop talking about work, or like maybe because you're just so excited about it, that's not a consideration?
We love it. We don't
we never stop, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, even when we go for dinner. I mean, it just obviously casually always comes up in conversation. Okay. But we love it. We don't see it as work.
As work.
No. That it's a passion.
Sense. Yeah.
And we have like crazy friends and family. So like, you know, it's always like we're surrounded by a lot of things that aren't fashion related.
Okay.
You know, and that kind of like take our mind.
Yeah,
off it, let's say.
It. So yeah, it's kind of,
and we hope it stays like that. I hope it never does become like a chore
work,
to talk
like
about
that
work.
It never feels like work. Yeah. So what's 2020 then? What's the plans for the brand then? It's kind of hard to imagine where you could go. Like it's just grown so quickly. But what's the next plan?
Well, hopefully,
who knows?
Expanding the 16 Arlington world.
Yeah. Would you ever like a standalone store?
Oh, wow. I think it'd be quite a scary leap to make. Not that we'd be able to afford to do that right now.
But unfortunately not.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
One day? Who knows? Never say never.
Well, I have to say, it is a joy to meet you because your personalities match this brand very, very well. And it's just lovely to see such success so soon. You know, that you know it happened really. You guys deserve it because you're so passionate about it. So we're so happy you're here in Brent Thomas.
Thank you.
So are we.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Brent Thomas podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Official Brent Thomas on Instagram for more updates.